everybody to get your seat, settle down, be just as still as possible this morning. I'm going to preach on a subject that I feel like everyone in here needs to hear. I'm going to start here in just a minute, and I'm going to show you the scripture actually on the screen. It's in John chapter 8, and it's in verse 44 if you want to look at it in your Bible. This morning, I'm going to preach a sermon on the lies of Satan. The lies of Satan. I don't have to convince most of the people in here today that the devil will lie to you. He will lie to you. And so, we'll get the lights here in just a minute, somebody. And when we do, I want you to pay very close attention to what you're getting ready to see and hear. What I'm going to talk about is not really a pleasant thing. And it's awful what the devil is doing to so many people's lives this morning. It's sad and it's tragic. But we're going to talk about it by the help of the Lord, and I hope that you'll pay very close attention. You remember three things. Number one, there is a real devil. The devil is real. Don't doubt it. People say, oh, you believe in that boogeyman with a pitchfork and all that? No. He's not the boogeyman. He's Satan in the Bible. You got to remember, he is alive. He's evil. And you got to remember that he is second in power to God only. He's the second highest power in the universe. He ain't nothing to mess with. Nothing to play around with. Whether it's Charlie sticks or Ouija boards or cutting yourself or rock and rap music and all that are all just like opening the door and let mosquitoes come in. You're opening the door for the devil and the spirit to come in you. Now, you got to remember, secondly, this morning, that the devil has no good intentions or feelings for you. None. He don't care about you. He hates you. He hates your kids. He would destroy you right now if it were not for God's hand holding His power back off of you. Right now, the devil would kill every one of us in here this morning. He's to kill and to destroy. Over in the Amazon River, there's a certain kind of spider. And they say this spider spreads its legs out and looks exactly like one of those flowers. Exactly. You can't tell the difference. But it's a spider. And its legs are spread out like this. And that spider is full of a deadly poison. When those bees and stuff see that flower, what they think is a flower, they land on it, and the spider injects that deadly poison and kills or paralyzes them. That is a perfect picture of the devil. He looks like something good. He looks like something that would help you. When he talked to Eve back there in the Garden of Eden, he said, you'd be better off if you ate this fruit. He's a liar. And so he wants your soul. The devil wants your soul. You have a soul inside your body. I was discussing this with somebody yesterday, talking about that. Inside my body this morning, I have a soul shaped exactly like my body. It's in the rich man in hell asked for a drop of water on his tongue. And he had a tongue. His body was in the grave. That was his soul. Lazarus, he had eyes, he could see, hands. So you're like a football. A football has a leather outward, that's your body, has an inner tube inside it, that's your soul, and has air in that, that's spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. You are a trinity. You know what the devil wants? Your soul. You know how he gets it? By giving you thrills for your body. Young people this morning, listen and watch very carefully. Now, get ready for the lights, and as soon as I get a picture in here, you can start taking them down, Brother John. All right? Go ahead. I want to show you this verse of Scripture here this morning. And the first thing I want to show you is that what it says about the devil being a liar. He's a liar. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. The first thing I want to say, the devil lies to you about the value of your soul. Young people today are saying, ain't you scared the devil will get your soul? No, I don't care. I just want to get high, have fun, and live up my life and do what I want to do. I don't care if the devil has my soul. But he lies about the value of your soul. Watch this testimony this
morning.
The
music industry, it's still very much this exploitative thing. It's still very much people signing their life away, you know, the old deal with the devil stuff. That is still going on. It's unbelievable in this day and age that that is still going on.
This is in Hollywood recently. They advertised on TV that you can come and sell your soul to the devil. And people do it. It's not a joke. They want riches and power that the devil can give them. We're talking about the real devil. See him lined up?
Tell us why you're here.
I'm going to sell my soul to the devil. What else? It's Hollywood. I want to be rich. I want to have everything.
My name is Chris.
My name is Matt Swinford.
My name is Sarah Cable.
My name is Kai.
There's some real winners right there. There's you some winners there, girls. That's kind of, you. Some of you girls must be as blind as Stevie Wonder. You know what? I'm going to come in there and something looked like it fell off the back of a wagon and said, ain't he cute? I thought, Lord have mercy. You in bad shape. What's this?
My name is Peter Hansen,
a.k.a. The Dark Fool.
I'm a fashion stylist, and I'm here to sell my soul to Satan.
Sell your soul to Satan.
I answered the ad on selling your soul to Satan because I have some aspirations in life. I wanted to marry a nice guy, and I wanted kids, and a happy lifestyle, a comfortable lifestyle. I wanted to have a styling business, and I have all those things.
Ain't that something?
Thanks God. But the material things and the level of monetary gain that I'd like to see for my business aren't, that part isn't coming.
She said, I'm married, I got everything I want, but I want more money and more things, so I'm giving the devil my soul. See, some of y'all think that's a joke, but it's true, and it's real. And the people who push that stuff a lot of times say, I don't even believe in the devil. Don't you understand that the devil wants you not to believe in him? That's his biggest trick, is to make you think he's not real. 81% of young people said getting rich was the most important thing to
want. Also, because at this point in my life, I want some assurance that I'm going to succeed, because I've come too close and lost it in my life, in my career choices, and now I really just need to ensure that I'm going to succeed.
51 said becoming famous is the most important thing in the world.
Because I'm definitely intrigued about the entire subject matter and doing it on television.
This is my price.
What's your price for selling your soul? What do you want in return?
My price for selling my soul to the devil is wealth and power.
Yeah. Wealth and power.
Maybe have my own reality show.
Success in everything I've ever worked for. Absolute respect from people everywhere I go.
And I want to meet Janis Dickinson and Donald Trump.
That would be the price.
You know something? The number one thing people we interviewed asked for in exchange for their soul was fame. Nobody asked for world peace. Nobody asked for revival. Nobody asked for God to work.
Because I, like him, have learned to stand alone.
Why would the devil want your soul? Listen to their answer.
Be my own God.
Why would the devil want my soul? I think because I have an innate ability to talk other people into following me down in a handbasket. A path to hell. He might like me because I'm a proud gatherer.
I'm very entertaining to torture.
Satan would want my soul because the way I learned it in Catholic school is Satan wants everybody's soul.
The way she learned it in Catholic school, the devil wants everybody's soul. Look at that. You know what the devil lies about? He lies about the consequences of sin. Listen to me, girls. Listen to me, young people. The devil will lie to you about the consequences of your sin. He'll make you think, I can just get out and do anything I want to. It don't matter, I'm young. It don't matter if I get high. It don't matter if I smoke a little weed or I get drunk. The devil lies to you about the consequences of your sin. And he's brought you here this morning to hear the truth. And God loved you enough this morning to bring you into this service so you can be warned that the devil is a liar and he don't care about you. And he's the father of lies. He lies about the consequences of your sin. Listen to this. See, that's what the world's saying. Look at that. Look what the world's saying this morning. If I die tonight, I'm grateful. poor stupid guy. He don't have a brain. He's not using it. He said, what good is life? I'm going to party till I'm dead. And he'll wind up in hell. Listen, brother, when you wake up and you're burning in hell, it ain't going to be women, weed, and alcohol then. He lies to you about the consequences of your sin. He makes you think it's cool. Let's party. I'm telling you, the devil lies to you. That's what I'm preaching this morning. The lies of Satan. Look at it. Here's what he don't show you, boys. Here's what happens every day in America, and you don't see it on MTV. You don't see it on VH1. You don't see this on BET because them hypocrites don't have enough guts to tell you the real truth. Here's the real truth. The guardrail stuck through the windshield. Every 48 seconds, a drunk driver makes another person eligible to park here. That's what the devil don't show you. He don't show you the back side of the picture. He don't show you that what you're doing is going to take you down and ruin your life. He hides that part. The devil don't show you that your life can be gone, wrapped around a telephone pole. That happened last night. Girls, you that are 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, let me show you what the devil don't show you. All he shows you is that cool guy at the party. That's all he shows you. The cool guy at the party. He don't show you for about 5 years. Jesus Christ. You understand today the Lord Jesus Christ is your only hope of going to heaven when you die. Jesus Christ is God's Son. Jesus Christ is not the superstar the world tries to call Him. Jesus Christ is not a joke. Jesus Christ is not a play character in a movie. Jesus Christ is not some fictional figure that people joke about and use a cuss word. He's God's Son. And He died on the cross for your sin. Jesus Christ loves you more than anybody's ever loved you. Look what the devil does to discredit Him.
Jesus.
Listen to this. Making a mockery of Jesus and shoot the police.
Take the wheel.
What?
I want to kill these cops.
Look at this. Visiting Jesus on Christmas. And listen to the exchange. Peter visiting Jesus.
Hey, Peter, come on in. Mi casa, it's, bye.
Look how they make Jesus look. The guy that made this cartoon, that Family Guy cartoon, is a wicked atheist. He hates God. And he hates what I'm doing here this morning. I'm telling y'all, there's a battle for your soul right here this morning. Somebody better listen what I'm saying. You better hear. Look how they make Jesus look like a little weak, effeminate sissy. Notice.
I don't know Spanish.
Huh. I think half the world would be surprised to know that. This is depressing. Hey, how come you aren't with your family during Christmas anyway?
I can't deal with my family during the holidays. And this...
It's like he's on drugs. I can't deal with my family during the holidays. He said my dad, who's God, is out on some island with his girlfriend.
As my dad always spends Christmas at his timeshare in Coral Gables with his girlfriend.
There's God out on Christmas. You say that's just a cartoon! Yeah, and you ain't got a brain in your head neither if you think like that. That's blasphemy. Blasphemy. Listen to what God says.
Great. Here comes that couple with the adult disabled kid.
Hey, can we join you? I'm Ken. This is Pam, and this right here is Scott.
We really want to thank you, God, for testing us. It's been such a blessing.
Can't wait to see what that bigger plan is.
Notice all these people got four fingers. You do notice stuff like that. You do understand what that represents, don't you? You know who have four fingers? Animals do. They don't have thumb like we got. That's why an animal, when they try to pick something up, we have a thumb, we can grab stuff. Aliens have four fingers. And hybrids between animals and humans. That's where the four fingers come from. That's what's coming, kids. The generation is getting ready for you to worship the Antichrist and the demons that come out of hell.
Well, I can't tell you that, but the good news is this little guy's going to make it to 74.
This feels wrong.
Here he's having his wife, he's talking his wife into having sexual relations with Jesus and getting Jesus' virginity. And I couldn't even show y'all this because it's so perverted, but you'll get the hint.
Wrong. Doesn't the Bible say not to covet thy neighbor's wife?
Oh, come on, Lois. The Bible's just a bunch of general guidelines. None of the commandments are written in stone.
It's a lie. Satan lying to the kid. That's Satan speaking through the cartoon to lie to the kid. He said the Bible is just a bunch of generalities. No, it is not. The Bible is God's book and God's holy word. I said holy.
Are you okay with this?
Of course.
The wise men coming to see Jesus in Bethlehem.
Look at this. Look at this. We get all dolled up. Put on these stupid turbans. I mean, who is this kid anyway? Jesus. I mean, Latino?
Do we even know his last name, this Jesus?
Christ, I don't know.
Making fun of the Lord Jesus Christ and the bird on Calvary. Wonder who wants people not to take his birth and the cross seriously. Look at the Christmas scene.
Great ornament. I can only imagine what it must have been like for them on that very first Christmas.
Yeah, it was probably very moving and fictional.
Jesus lived...
It was probably very moving and fictional. The Bible's a lie, what he just said. Can you hear the devil? Are you smart enough to get what I'm saying? Listen.
For like a week, what else do you need? It's the greatest story ever told, man. A story that goes back over 100 years.
Yay!
It goes back over 100 years.
It's the story of Christmas and the Immaculate Conception. You guys were born the dirty way. Now gather around, everybody, and hear the awe-inspiring tale that's caused millions and millions of deaths.
Let's go hear the Christmas story that's caused millions and millions of deaths. He's talking about the wars that crazy religious people started. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus was the Lamb of God that held out his hands and let them beat nails in his hands for y'all. Gosh, can you feel his power here this morning? Can you feel his presence speaking to you today? He's here today. He's in this church. He's speaking to you right now. He's saying, listen to me. I love you. And the devil's saying, don't listen. It's a lie.
Many years ago, there was a hard-working young carpenter named Joseph, and one day...
Look at Jesus eating the Jesus, like Kanye West mocks him. Jesus. Jesus shaves, making a mockery out of him there, carrying a cross. Look at all that. bigger than Jesus, the sharp pitcher like the Beatles. Remember? Let me show you another lie. The devil lies to you about hell. You listening to me? The devil lies to you about hell. Can you hear me? The devil lies to you about hell. You know what I used to think? The devil lied to me. When I was in school, when I was in 8th grade, 9th, 10th grade, 11th grade, my mom taught me there was a God when I was little, and I knew there was a heaven and a hell. And somehow or another, when I think about going to hell, I thought, my goodness, if everybody else can stand it, I can too. He had me believing that. I thought all my friends are going. If they can stand hell, I can stand hell. And if they can make it, I can too. I had no idea. Hell is a place where you burn and you never get out. Burn. You don't get used to it. It ain't something like, well, I've been here 10,000 years, so now I'm used to it. On the 10,001st year, it hurts just as bad as it did the first 5 minutes. Hell is an awful, awful place. And if you're not saved and you don't know you're saved, the devil's lied to you about hell. See what he makes a joke about hell on the cartoon. Rock and roll. See, like a joke. Like we're all going to get there and party one of these days. Oh, it's funny. It's just a big joke, preacher. We're going to party when we get to hell. He's lying in hell this morning. There are no parties. There are no people getting high. There are nobody getting drunk. Nobody is happy in hell. Tells you that to desensitize you, so you'll think it's a joke. Watch them make a joke out of this little fella. See, I'm telling you this morning, it's not like that. It's not like this funny little cartoon guy. Brother, they're weeping. The Bible said the rich man begged for a drop of water on his tongue. They're screaming. It's fire down there. Fire down there. You don't want to go. You don't want to go. I'm telling you, if you're not saved here today, it don't matter what you have to quit. It don't matter what you have to do. Get rid of it. Come to Jesus Christ. Repent and honor God and get saved today before you leave. See that?
We're in Mexico. All right. Very well. We'll have the trial tomorrow at the stroke of midnight. Till then, you're going to spend the day in hell.
What a joke. It makes kids think, oh, this must be some kind of cartoon. This must be some kind of joke. But it's not, friends. It's a reality.
So you like
the four fingers on the demon. Listen here. This little song here makes you have sympathy for the devil. Remember that song? Rolling Stones? Makes you feel sorry for the devil. He wants to get saved and come up where we humans are.
Alone. Because of my beliefs, I'm supposed to stay where evil is.
Look how big and strong they make the devil look and how weak and sissy they make Jesus look.
Evil anyway. Their reason to arrive. Without evil, their beliefs aren't supposed to stay where evil is sown.
What is evil anyway? Is there a reason to the rhyme? Without evil, there could be no good. So it's good to be evil. Sometimes.
Their reason to the rhyme. Without evil, there could be no good. So it must be good to be evil sometimes.
See that? Buddy, you talk about slick. You talk about smart. The devil lies to you about hell. The last thing I want to say this morning is the devil lies to you about how much time you have left. You know what most of y'all's problem is here today? Here's what your problem is. think, you're sitting there and you think, you know what? What he's saying is right. But I ain't going to do nothing about it today. I've got some living I want to do. I've got some things I'm not going to do it today. He lies to you about how much time you've got left. What you're getting ready to see right now is not easy to look at. Do you like reality TV? I'm fixing to show it to you. This could happen to any one of us before we get home today. He lies to you about how much time you've got left. This is at a wedding recently. Here's how stuff can happen really quick.
Shoulder to shoulder, friends hoist phone into the air, bride and groom kiss. Everyone's having fun, but then a rumble. Guests feel the floor begin to shake, but it isn't the beat of the music. Suddenly,
the whole floor gave in and it went down 3 stories. Laughing, cutting up, talking, joking, dancing, at a party. You know there's a party like that in the Bible? In Daniel chapter 5, there was a party and everybody was going, fight! The enemy comes in and everybody dies that night. That's how quick it can happen. Just like that. You can be going down the road, be the best driver in the world.
How does that not blame me?
That could happen to you at any second. Then you're gone! Just like that! Every day! In this country. The devil lies to you about how much time you have left. That's not easy to think about. That's not easy to look at. But every one of us live our life every day that far from death on every car we pass. You say, oh, you're scaring people. That's exactly right. We ought to be scared if we're not saved. Saved by the grace of God. You don't know. The devil lies. You know what? There wasn't none of them people thought that was their last ride. None of them. None of them thought that was their last trip. None of them. None of them thought that was the last day they had on earth. None of them thought, I'll never get to work alive today. None of them thought somebody's going to come across and hit me from the other side. Nobody ever thought. Nobody ever thinks that. You know why? Because the devil lies about how much time you have left. You say, I'm a good driver, preacher. That ain't going to happen to me. But there's heart attacks. And there's drunks coming towards you. And there's tires that blow out. And there's all kinds of problems that we don't think about. I wonder, be ready to face God right now. If you knew this was the last thing you ever had. I wonder this morning. You got on a train track. That's the way the devil drives. Never know what hit him.
Ooh.
Ask you a question. The devil lied to you? Has the devil lied to you? I don't know if you've ever seen anything or heard anything like what I preached this morning, but I know what God put on my heart for somebody. There's a young man here this morning. If you don't listen, it might be your last chance. There's a young lady here this morning. We're going to be seeing you in prison. Or we're going to be seeing you. I mean, you say, oh, it never happened to me. That's the devil lying to you. That's the devil lying to you. Oh, I can never get on drugs, preacher. That's the devil lying to you. He don't care nothing about you. He don't care nothing about you. Just the ones on the far right, very dim, please. God, speak into your heart this morning. I would not leave this church till I knew for a fact that I saved. I want you to bow your head, please. Nobody's moving. Do not get up. Nobody move. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's moving. Do not get up. Stay right where you're at right now. Just a little bit more, John. And I'm going to ask you a question. If you knew this was your last day on this earth, if you knew that if you died, you would not be ready to meet God. Maybe you're saved and you ain't been living right. God brought you here this morning for me to warn you. You better get right, friend. You better get right. I'm warning you right now. You're getting a warning. You better get right with God. You're here and you've never been saved. I want you to walk out of your seat this morning, get down here and get saved. If you're here and you have been saved, you need to come. I want you to come. You let God speak to your heart. Something's already coming. I'd just get out of my seat right now. Girls, teenagers, boys, mamas, and daddies. I'd just get out of my seat right now. Come on. Come on. That's right. Some of you ladies pray with these girls coming. You let God speak to your heart. Listen, what I've showed you this morning ain't no joke, people. This ain't no joke I'm playing this morning. This is reality. Ladies, Christian ladies, some of these girls, let God speak to your heart this morning. Let God speak to your heart this morning. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, why don't you come and get saved? Why don't you come and get saved this morning? You let God touch you and save you this morning. Will you do it? You let Him save you this morning. Come on, that's right. Come on, that's right. Come on. Listen, we don't know how much time we've left. You say, well, I don't want people to think I've been scared into it. I got scared into it. That's good for you. The fear of the Lord makes a man depart from evil. The fear of the Lord. Come, Christians, get on this altar and let's rededicate our life. Come, kids, let's get saved this morning. Come, soul winners, pray with some of these kids. Maybe let God speak to your heart this morning. Father, do what ought to be done right now. Save every lost person here. Touch every Christian here. God, do a miracle. God, answer our prayers. Do a miracle here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray and for His sake. Amen. Let's stand and sing this morning. You come on right now. The altar's already full. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on right now. Just get out of your seat. Come on. Come on. Get down here and pray right now. Come on. Just get out of your seat. Come right now. Let me sing, y'all.
Was shed for me.
Hey.
And that
yeah, come on this morning. Come on, young people. Come on, mama and daddy. Come on, girls. Come on. You let God speak your heart this morning. Will you do it?
God, I come.
Say now. Amen. That's right. Come on. Come on. Right now.
Just as
amen.
I
amen.
Am
sing, y'all. Everything. Everybody.
To rid my soul of one dark blood.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To thee, whose blood can.